We're on.
On the keys. Yeah. Mitch McAllister, everybody.
Yeah, it's a little abrupt there, but you know. Sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't. I think three beers into it, you probably don't.
Oh, no. I'm still saying you're up on playing. You're up on playing. Mitch was out drinking with the coworkers tonight. He showed up well lubricated.
And I just don't feel right.
Now a days.
sick. Man.
Hell yeah.
Hell I like that track.
That was awesome. That was awesome. I got to go buy the new album, Immediatamente.
Actually, I've listened to it two or three times, and I like it much better than The Tipping Point.
Really?
I wasn't that excited about the last one, the one, whatever, 2003 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the, you know, Phrenology, that mm-hmm. one, I don't know if you, how well you
No,
like,
I got Phrenology.
Yeah, that's an awesome.
That was the one, the giant.
That's when they really start to come out.
It all came out then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on the plane back to London the other day.
Yeah, you were in the U.S.
I was in the U.S. visiting for a couple of weeks, family and friends. Girlfriend came out to the West Coast for the first time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Fiona's a Londoner.
Oh.
And she's never
that's
been
a big,
to,
oh, so that's big. That was meet big. The parents.
That was and, big. She met the parents. She met the grandparents. Oh she met God. The nephew. The nephew,
Serious?
Dude. My little nephew fell in love with her.
He's
How
a little,
old is he? He's 2 years old. He's a total womanizer. Like within 5 minutes of meeting Fiona, he walks up to her, grabs her hand and says, come with me. And he takes her to my room and starts like, read these books with me. And they just hanging out on my bed the rest of the night.
You're like,
and my girlfriend,
like,
he's 2 years old.
Your nephew took your job.
He did. But anyway, I was saying on the way back on the plane, I saw, did you see the movie Dave Chappelle Block Party, the documentary?
No.
Go get it if you can get it anywhere. It was on the Virgin plane. Virgin always has such a great selection.
I like
stuff.
Dave Chappelle, but like he kind of dropped off the face of the planet.
Yeah,
he freaked out. Right?
Yeah, he went to Africa and no one heard from him for a long time. I don't know what he's up to now, but apparently in 2005 he did this documentary called Block Party where he threw a hip hop rap concert in Brooklyn, and it was totally underground kind of thing. Only thing like only way you'd know about it is through emails and web like little web hits and things. And he had the Roots there. He had Erykah Badu there. He had a whole bunch of other artists. Anyway, it was wicked. And the Roots performance footage on this documentary is just awesome. Uh-huh. I mean, the stuff between him, the Roots, and Tully
have you
Chloe
seen them live before?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't. I actually haven't seen them live, but from what I've heard, it's a total like it's like an event. You know what I mean? It's not just like a couple guys with records like spinning records and a couple guys running around the front. It's not a standard hip hop show. It's like a
more like a rock show.
Yeah, but it's with hip hop music.
It's like a hip hop rock opera.
They have a real drummer, right? I mean,
yeah,
is it Questlove or whatever.
Yeah, Questlove, like, dude. He's my new guru of drums. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm gonna be coming back into playing drums in the not too distant future, and I'm going the Questlove route without a doubt. This guy just knows how to do it.
That's the general technique. Yeah. You're going for
definitely.
Maybe you can hire him to help but, you.
Maybe he'll give me lessons. Yeah, I'll email him on MySpace. I saw them play at Lollapalooza, and they were playing the second stage, not the first stage in Mountain View.
Uh-huh.
And the first stage was like Interpol or something. While they were playing the second stage, everyone split
from the first stage
and packed out the second stage.
Yeah,
tent.
Because they're known for being like an incredible live band.
It was
right?
incredible. It was like the greatest thing happening.
Wow,
we were all witnessing history there. We felt. It was good, man. So yeah, dude, the Roots.
So I have a new obsession,
which
is it's not an obsession, but I get like these TV shows. I get into like I don't watch television. I don't have a television. Mm-hmm. I get DVDs and we just, you know, Renica and I, we just watch it on the laptop or whatever. Mm-hmm. So my latest thing is this show called Weeds.
Yeah.
And it's on Showtime, but I can get it over here via iTunes, and the opening scene, I mean the show is just hilarious. It's mm-hmm. like it's all about like sort of it's probably like it's like suburban LA, you know, like probably like Newbury Park, Thousand Oaks, or you know, I don't know if you're familiar with LA, but it's like all these track homes and just like I know Thousand Oaks and like people like, you know, in great shape, like eating healthy. And
right.
It's just like the perfect life. You
right.
know?
Yeah. You're like, you know, Ronald Reagan Library.
Right. Yeah. and the main character is like this woman whose husband died. And to keep the family living in this quote unquote perfect community, she's selling pot. And it's fucking hilarious.
I mean, I'm hooked.
Yeah.
So, how many seasons in are they?
They finished the first season. They just started the second season, I think, like last week. Mm-hmm. So Malvina Reynolds is like an old folk like hero, and she's got the track that they play in the beginning of all of the first season episodes. Now, second season, they're doing like. They've got like Elvis Costello and Ooh. Postal Service like wow. covering this song.
Oh, wicked!
And it is the song is just you just the lyrics are to die for.
That's cool, man.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one. And a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes, and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they are put in boxes, and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
Yeah, you know what, Mitch? I've got a working theory on this. It's when I was sad. Little, my mom used to sing me that
it's
song.
Sad,
I
shit you are you
not.
Serious?
I shit you not.
Your mom would sing that
yeah,
song?
Yeah, yeah, dude. And
does she play guitar?
No, she doesn't play guitar. But she's told me.
Are you kidding me?
Because like, I have a
oh,
feeling,
you're such a hippie.
I have a feeling that she told me that that song was written about San Francisco.
Oh, really?
This is
oh,
I believe this is what she said. And that's, you know, what she's saying, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, yellow and blue and whatever. It's about, like, the painted ladies
yeah,
of San Francisco,
right,
the Victorians.
Right, right. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and all
yeah
the,
totally.
Yeah, so it was written based on the San Francisco neighborhoods.
Oh,
is
no
the
kidding.
Theory I have about that song. I didn't recognize it when you first played it for me, but now that we've heard the whole thing, yes.
Yeah.
I know it.
Wow.
Wicked.
That's cool.
Now, so who did that originally?
Malvina Reynolds.
Malvina Reynolds.
I love the concept of where she says, where, you know, I went to university where they all were put in boxes and they came out all
the
same, you know,
yeah.
Like that the concept that the university is just another, you know, I mean, we're all taught that like you have to go to school,
mm-hmm.
you have to go to university, you have to go to college.
Yeah.
Like you have to, in order yeah. to succeed in life. And, I would never advocate otherwise. I mean, university was the best thing, you know, that I could ever, that ever happened in my life. I mean, it was like a truly profound experience.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that they don't condition you to sort of play by the rules. And even, at, you know, where I went to Berkeley, like, I felt like they were kind of conditioning us to break the rules. They were still teaching us how to be successful at mm-hmm. breaking the rules, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's totally interesting because I have a, I mean, my theory about my feeling about university fits that, but also I've always kind of sectioned it towards another way, which is, yeah, we all come out just the same. We all come out to follow a certain set of rules, like mm-hmm. you know, X plus Y equals Z, you know. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I don't think anyone comes out of university set in a specific track. Like
no,
we think
you're all
we're
unemployed
of,
when
yeah,
you graduate.
You're all unemployed, and you all have a certificate that all it basically says is you have a work ethic.
Right.
That reaches this amount. You know,
right. You're capable of thinking.
You're capable of thinking, sitting yeah. down, doing something, and then
right.
leaving.
Right.
And so yeah, we all come out just the same like that. But the funny thing is we all go in there, yeah, thinking that, you know, I'm going to come out a lawyer. I'm going to come out a doctor. I'm going to come out, you know,
right.
like my own, you know, route, whatever it is. But mm-hmm. I don't, you know what? Like most no one I knew in university ended up doing what they studied.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
next
yeah.
to no one.
Well, I am.
Well,
I was a communication.
You're a product. You're a product manager. You're so really communication came
out,
manager.
So I came out just the same. Oh, well. Anyways.
Anywho.
So have you checked out Loaded magazine? This.
I know you're
big on the girly on the dude mags.
God, I'm so into it, dude. So into stack this high next to my toilet.
Yeah.
This high. It's disgusting.
No, I think that Loaded magazine did this thing this month called the 100 hottest girls on MySpace. It's complete soft porn. Like they they index. Well, and here's the other thing, right? Yeah. It's not just Loaded. FHM did the same exact thing the same month. God. So someone like found out, oh yeah, dude, Loaded's doing this thing for MySpace. Yeah,
so we're all going to do it. So we're all going to show more tits.
So there's basically like
more tits.
Between the two of them, there's like 200, a list of 200 like hot babes.
So that you and I can gag on tits. Yeah. Is this the Loaded and stuff? Is this the UK versions of the magazines?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, for those who don't know.
Yeah, the racier pictures are in the magazine than they are on the site.
Yeah, and the racier shit is in the UK version of any of these magazines.
Right,
Because the UK cannot get enough tit action.
I mean, the third page of The Sun is...
Third page of almost every magazine, newspaper, whatever, there's tits. Everything's tits. Tits. Yeah. Dude, you wake up in the morning, you roll over, tits. You walk out your door, tits in your face. Tits everywhere. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So we were a little bit...
I'm over it.
We were a little bit distracted today at work when those magazines came in. Following up. Oh, let's see her profile.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be her friend. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I'll leave her a little MySpace love.
But nevertheless, we managed to get some work done. And
well, good for you.
Here's one of the bands that we decided to promote this week. Oh, it's a band called Head Fuzz, and they're pretty cool. I think they're from over here.
I dig them. Hackney.
Yeah. Hackney.
Yeah.
Hackney.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Lisa, I got to let you know, yeah, that you're my baby, and I won't let you go. The moment.
love 1979.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. You know? A little bit.
But then also it had like a complete like 50s pop vibe to it. You know what I mean? It was like they took like, they take like that really sort of major like chord progression, mm-hmm. like 50s kind of like happy. And mm-hmm. then they like dirty the shit out of all the like effects and like.
Yeah,
all
that was terrific. And I'm glad to know that it's coming out of Hackney too. It's neat to know what's coming out around us.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, we do love it. So who is that again? That was Head Fuzz.
Yeah.
Head Fuzz.
So I got a question for you.
Hit me.
Last week we talked about bicycles.
Yes.
But I forgot to ask you, because you're kind of the cycle guy between the two of us.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, London is a great city to bike in. To cycle
totally
in.
Flat.
I just started cycling, and I'm like, why haven't I done that?
Your grandmother could cycle London.
Like, I tried to do it in San Fran. And
in her lazy boy.
In San Fran, it's a bitch. Yeah,
tell me about
it. Right? In L.A., good luck.
Yeah,
you know,
miles.
But like here,
piece of cake.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Like everyone could turn bike. You know,
totally.
I think like
it's the perfect city for it.
Someone was telling me that since the bombings that, you know, the King's Cross bombings,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
that like the cycling like shot
bike
up,
sales
like,
through the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
And like you hear people talking about, you know, people in suits, like dudes in suits talking about, yeah. I mean, I just take a look at the weather report and it's like if they say it's going to be rain in the morning and at night, then I don't go. But if it's just one or the other, I can usually risk it okay and like whatever.
Yeah. No, it's great like that. Funny thing is like most businesses here in the UK, number one, they have no bike parking for anyone.
It's weird, right?
And which totally.
So everyone's bringing their bikes into their office.
Yeah,
like,
which is a fire hazard. And then the health and safety guy gets all up in your face. And no one loves the health and safety guy.
Right.
No one. Guy gets no love. The other thing is that there's no showers where you go. So if you do have to cycle across London, you're just going to show up sweaty.
Yeah.
And no one likes that, of course, especially when you're wearing a suit and tie.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
yeah,
but if you've got one of those
really
fold-up bikes,
it.
You're never really going to work up a sweat doing it. Right?
You still do.
Or you work, and maybe you work up more of a sweat doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, those things are tiny. hard.
I don't understand why people buy those.
I don't either,
it
man.
It seems like
my girlfriend's
like a
got
complete,
one.
Oh, really?
She does. Well, little secret between you and me, every architect in London has a Brompton bike. Yeah, they all have those freaking little fold-ups. And yeah, they're cool. They fold up. Woohoo! Yeah. But
why do you need to fold up a bike?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it lets you, number one, the only thing cool.
You can take it on a tube?
Yeah, you can take it in the tube, you can take it on a bus, and you can take it in a bar, and that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
not sold.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Like,
it's
why
so
would you want to go on the tube
or
the bus or in a bar with your bike?
It's
you
so
lock up your bike outside the bar. Why would you go on the bus or the tube?
Yeah. People get worried. Bikes get nicked. They do get nicked. Every lock is so pickable.
Yeah. So you don't spend a ton of money on a bike.
Like you did. 30 quid off some crackhead. Sorry, that's not politically correct, but you buy a 30 quid stolen bike in quotes.
But here's the thing that's interesting to me, right? Because everywhere I've lived, well, not everywhere I've lived, but like in San Francisco, you have to have gears,
mm-hmm.
right? But here you see a tremendous amount of cyclists, and you included, who just have brakes on the front and no gears on the back.
Fixed
and
wheel
like
keeps
a
it real.
Super lightweight frame, like minimal shit, like no shocks on anything, like super narrow, like slick. You know, wheels. Like, what's up with that?
It's the gospel because it's reliable, it's light, it's simple. You never have to repair it or fix it or change it. It's just like a rock.
Right.
And the bike I got that we're looking at is a rock. It's dead simple. I mean, the lock that I carry around my waist weighs as much as the bike.
Doesn't it get irritating when you have to go up, you know, like Pentonville Road or something?
No, Pentonville. Yeah, like the one big hill here in London, which you inevitably have to go up once every year.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean, gears make you go. Gears are an excuse to go slow. That's my take on it.
Oh, right.
If you have a fixed gear, you just stand up and push, and you make it happen, and it's more of a workout. It's the workout it should be otherwise.
Right.
But yeah, dude, it's ridiculous. I'm a huge fan of the idea of closing down Central London except taxis and
buses.
So
like, if you're going downhill super fast, though, you got your legs.
You got to pedal. fast. Yeah. There's some great video on YouTube of like the New York bicycle messenger races.
Because they do the same thing, right?
They do the same thing in New York. Because New York's relatively flat also. But the bicycle messenger races go outside and hit some hills. And those guys end up going like 50 miles an hour downhill on their fixed gears.
Right.
And they just have to take their feet off the pedals because the pedals are going so fast their legs can't keep up.
Right. So they just...
And they're just bombing down these hills, no brakes. And it's just pure suicide. I just cringe, you know? My testicles suck up into my body cavity.
So, my other question is, if you only had one, if you were going to simplify and just have brakes on, why would you put brakes on the front?
Because you get more stopping power there. But
you're going to do an endo.
Well, that's the thing is you're going to stop so much slower. I've done it. The first day after I got this bike was my first time ever on a fixed wheel bike with one brake. And this cab turns a hard left in front of me, trying to make it before I get across the street. I slam on the front brake and I just right over the front of the bike, literally 5 minutes after I bought it. And I was just like, I'm an idiot.
So you bought it like that?
I bought it as is, yeah. I bought it from a bike messenger, this bike messenger from Zimbabwe who needed to get home quick, like he needed cash. And so he sold me the bike at cost, which was just an awesome deal for me.
It was like, what, 500 quid?
It was 500 pounds, yeah. And I think it's worth probably eight. I got a freaking wicked deal on this bike. It's an investment to me. It's like stocks.
So my question is, if you have all the bells and whistles, is it worth the investment to pare it down to get it? Like if I would my mountain bike and I get the slicks, take off the shock forks.
Yeah.
Get rid of the derailleurs.
Unless you know what you're doing about how to assemble a bike and buy the bits and pieces and stuff. If I were you, I'd just buy it already like that. I wouldn't buy a bike and then change it yourself because it's going to be a project that'll take you a while.
Right.
But there's this guy that I wanted to tell you about, this guy that does a website, Kiwi Cycles. Mm-hmm. And what he does is he buys bikes like yours, semi-stolen, whatever, found bikes. Mm-hmm. And then he strips them down. He puts on slicks and he puts on the single speed. He puts on the one brake and then sells them for about 200 to 400 pounds.
Nice.
Depending on the bike. And he'll repaint them and he makes them cherry bomb, man.
Yeah.
You got to check this guy
out. Super lightweight and whatever.
Yeah. So I think it's kiwicycles.com.
Okay.
If you just do a search, you might find him. But yeah, he does some awesome stuff in London.
Maybe I'll have to sell my bike and get another one.
He's doing the business I half want to do. I would love to be selling single speeds because they're pretty fashionable these days because they make sense here. Like they make sense in a lot of the flat cities.
Mine, like the gears are slipping and I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
I used to have to carry a ratchet wrench with me because I used to cycle from West End of London to East End every day on my 30-pound stolen bike. Right. I used to carry a ratchet because my pedal would fall off every time at Hyde Park and I'd have to put it back on. But never with something this simple.
Let's check out some music from DJ Yoda. What do you say?
Into it.
Yeah, one, two. This is E-Dawn, right? I'm here with DJ Yoda. And basically, I had done this song called Beautiful Food a while back. And I know Yoda loves food. So what I want Yoda to do right now is to do a tribute to food using only cuts. Kick it.
Hey, Mom. What's for breakfast?
How about on what? Say what the...
Toast. Cheese on toast.
Hot milk.
Cinnamon.
Toast.
Oat milk. Chocolate.
Donuts.
Chocolate.
Cinnamon buns. Don't forget my pastry. Make sure they're tasty.
Tasty.
Thought I was a donut.
Shredded wheat biscuit,
eggs, rice, frying,
egg,
salty.
I eat broccoli for breakfast.
Sauce, some rice cakes,
ketchup.
I get along like a trout.
in at dinner. Then I'll buy some pizza. Lemonade is a popular drink. I won't eat beef.
My God, that's a glimpse at infinity. How many samples does he pack in
that's
one
what I mean
song?
He's a really good DJ, right? I
dude
mean, like,
the guy's got serious props too.
Like, he weaves it all together like amazing kind of
man. He was voted one of the top 10 DJs you must see before you die
by who?
There's a list to be on. I think that was by Q magazine or something.
By dansmom.com.
Yeah. Q Magazine. No, Q Magazine. One of the top. Hey, dude, my mom, she's a very, very lovely woman. I think you need to know that.
No, I know how lovely she is. That's what
Shut up. That's my mom.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Man, this guy's incredible. He's provided beats for Biz Markie. It says here, this guy is over the top good.
Yeah.
Over the top. And he's straight out of the UK.
So,
here man, he's playing Bestival this weekend. In the Isle
of
Wight.
I wish I could go, man. I wish I could. I had free tickets.
I'm sure you did.
Fuck.
I wish I could have gone too. But
that's going to be probably the festival of the summer.
The weather's been epic. They're on the Isle of Wight.
Right?
It's got to be nice. Yeah. It's got to be nice. I have some friends there right now. I'm looking forward to getting the full report when they return.
full report.
Speaking of full reports.
Dude, so Lee, mm-hmm. Lee and I are back in contact. He says he's ready to do a dork report.
You've been saying this for months.
Have I?
Yeah, I think so.
Have I actually been talking?
I don't know about on here, but I've been like, when am I going to meet Lee? And you're like, oh, this time.
The problem is that we fail to have to record at the same time.
Yeah.
And I have to plan. Like, tonight was just sort of like, let's do it. So if we can get on a, if we can get on to Podcast Tuesdays, like we're talking
Podcast
about.
Podcast Tuesdays.
We'll record, say, 8 p.m.
That'll be a great day because that's also Taco Tuesday for you, isn't it?
8 p.m. GMT Taco Tuesday podcast.
Yeah.
Then we can get Lee. So, Lee, next time.
Tuesday.
8
p.m. our time, noonish your time.
Yeah.
Wicked. What's Lee
we're
doing?
We're out of the summer schedule. We're getting into the fall. I think we can start nailing it down once a week. What do you think, Dan?
I think we can. And I'm wearing my fall colors. You're wearing your fall colors.
Yeah.
We're going to be good.
We're ready for it.
Speaking of returns, though, also, you just got back from Italy, didn't you not?
I did. Spaghetti.
You get up to good times?
Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah,
went to Florence, spent some time in Rome.
Renega was telling me that Florence was supposed to be like the most amazing romantic city she's ever been to or something.
She was digging it. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, the shopping there, I think she liked it because of the shopping. I don't know. I mean, it's romantic too because there's a river that runs right through it and it's like, It's just, and it's not like packed like Rome, you know, it's like, it's not quite as many people.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like.
Well, and you weren't there during the World Cup this time.
Right. Yeah, totally. And actually we had fun in Rome this time as well. Like we went to these really cool, like, you know, outdoor, like sort of club kind of thing in Testaverde. Man, it's just Rome, Italy. It's, I like it, you know?
Yeah. It's good. Whatever they say. What's good? What are they?
Buono.
Buono. Yeah. That's what, I was right. All right, cool.
So.
Dude, you get twisted at the club?
Just had a pint. A couple pints.
A mojito.
There was another thing that was sort of like a mojito, but not mint. Like no, minus the mint and a little more lime, but the rum and the sugar is good. So we got a bunch of comments on episode 46. God, I forgot to post the link to the Radiohead medley.
Oh, yeah, that medley, so the greatest
medley
ever.
I'll try and do that. I'll try and remember. God, sorry, you guys. I'll put that up. So Micah, he said, you know, thanks for the feature on the music I sent. Definitely enjoy the humiliating parody of my voice. hope all is well. Cross the pond. Let me know if you'd like to volunteer services of a painter artist, which would actually be really cool. This, I've had the same sort of site rolling pretty much since we started the show. It might be good to kind of make it Notes Underground instead of Notes from the Underground and to kind of pimp it out a little bit. I've just been lazy. So Micah,
hook a brother up.
Yeah, help me think of a better way of making this look. Kiwi Andy says, really enjoyed this one. There's a few moments where I had to stop myself from laughing out loud. It makes for an embarrassing time when you're listening on the bus.
You psycho.
And then Emily says, hey, great show, but Hello Goodbye has some much better songs out there.
Oh, Emily, do they?
Yeah. So she's calling us out here. Then you can get for free from iTunes. You might want to give them a listen because I don't think the song does them justice. Also, have you heard about the free songs from Facebook?
No.
Yeah. I know you're not into college, but if you have a work email, you can get into Facebook and get 25 free songs from iTunes just about every week. Actually, I signed up and I got this totally like free. I actually followed her advice and I went on to Facebook. Got myself 25 free songs this week.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't listened to the mix once. French. I should, though. I don't know. It's weird when
25 free songs from what database?
That's the thing is like some editors at Facebook pick out the 25 songs and you can, load it up.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
Well, I don't trust any editor. Just as if your title is editor, I'm worried.
And then here's Dave who says, I used to like your show, but now that it's known that Mitch has never seen Goonies, I might have to ban your production.
True that, Dave.
Until he sits
down. I've stopped listening.
And watches it.
I've stopped listening too.
He says, I'm not into commie podcasts. Dave, you know, you can eat your own words because I have actually seen Goonies now.
When did that happen?
Last week.
Yeah?
I loved it.
Of course you
did.
Those
kids.
Could you imagine having seen it when you were 10 years old?
Yeah. You know, Sloth?
Yeah.
He was that football player.
Yeah, that
Rathborn or whatever.
Yeah, it was him. I don't know. I don't know the name. I'm not that into the American sports.
The guy who played Sloth was also in a movie called Caveman with Ringo Starr and Dennis Quaid and the girl from Cheers. What's her
Kirstie
name?
Kirstie Alley?
No, the blonde one, the smart gets girl. Like,
yeah, it's often,
yeah. Anyways, Caveman is one of my all-time favorites.
You're shitting me.
Yeah.
Look at you.
No, but Goonies was awesome.
Yeah.
Totally.
No doubt.
I'm into it.
And where are the new Goonies movies? You know?
I mean, the whole pirate theme. I love pirates.
Yeah. Pirates are hip these days. Goonies is scheduled for a comeback. Pirates are way hip.
We got
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
Thank
there you.
You
go.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. We got some more people on the Frapper map. I'm going to try and put the Frapper map actually like on the header or something so people can actually see it when they come to the site. It's
good.
On the MySpace, the Notes Underground MySpace.
Hey, dude, on the actual Notes Underground website, where are all these pictures coming from?
Which ones?
The ones on the side, on the right bar. The like sort of personal looking pictures. But they have no one in them I recognize ever.
Wait, the MySpace.
The notesunderground.com website.
Oh, those. Yeah. Okay, so that's this Flickr thing. That's just this Flickr, the related photos.
Is this your Flickr account?
No. What I do is you can poach other people's Flickr accounts just by typing in like a keyword.
Oh.
And so I try and pick like a keyword that's related to whatever it is we talked about. So this week I'll put cycling.
Yeah.
And then we'll just see whatever photos show up for cycling.
The interesting thing is that they're always like fairly good photos.
Yeah.
You know, they're never like a crappy sort of Midwestern family sitting on the couch watching TV.
Because people who use Flickr are like artists.
Is that a fact?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the words that I'm choosing.
Maybe.
Maybe it's a combo of Flickr and the keyword.
I'm intrigued because they're always interesting.
Yeah. I just thought I'd sort of introduce an element of randomness to the site. I don't know.
Great.
Yeah, great show, man.
Yeah. Well, dude,
so we're
listeners.
Here. We got
listeners. Thank you so much for all your comments.
We got two more songs to go.
Man, that's a ton.
I know. Thanks for the comments. Seriously, you guys, it's great that you're. And Micah actually added himself to our MySpace community, trying to build that as well.
Wicked.
I don't know. What do you guys think,
Micah? I'm a checking you out.
Do you guys think it's stupid for us to be segmenting it and splitting it between Notes Underground and MySpace / Notes from the Underground? Or do you think it's good to have both? I mean, I'd like your input on it. I could just put it all on MySpace, or I wouldn't cut the MySpace out, but I might cut the website out. I don't know. Do you guys think the website is valuable?
I could really see the benefits of merging the two. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm always checking the Notes Underground website more than the MySpace website.
Oh, you are?
I am, because I just feel like that's the hub for comments on the recent shows.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like
but
to
if
see
we
those.
Could if we could get everyone to be leaving comments on the MySpace.
On the MySpace, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. And I just like the way it catalogs it by show. And I don't know if you can.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like that better too. But it would be cataloged by show, because we could do it on the blog section of the MySpace.
That'd be cool.
You know, I don't know.
I'm into it. Check I think it that might be good. That might be a good move. Put it all over on the MySpace.
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
Here's a song from my friend Dan Horn and Scott Ford, The Abominable Snow Band. You gotta love the name.
Back at me. Don't
like Tom Petty, only stronger.
And with the pun of a hair salon in their title. The Abominable Snow Band. Oh, guys, 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 did you have to? You're all going to make great uncles one day.
Silly guys. I forgot to mention Steve. Hey, buddy.
Steve's your buddy in the band?
He's the singer.
Oh, well, he's good.
Yeah.
I dig him.
Yeah,
he's Those guys have some serious keyboard skills to pay the bills. And I love, love their catchphrase. LSD makes everything better. That's just great.
Yeah.
That's just great.
They're trippy.
Yeah. I'm into them.
Yeah. So Dan and Scott and I were in a band in high school together.
You went to Menlo?
Palo Alto.
Palo Alto, Pali.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you on the water polo team?
Yeah.
Yeah, figured.
Well, you got to be a dick. So, well, actually, Scott went to Los Altos High.
Oh, okay.
And Dan went to Pali with me. And we were in a band called Daisy Chain.
Well done.
Yeah. We didn't know it was like a
sexual innuendo.
Yeah. We had, yeah.
Your innocence.
Well, I mean,
Drinking Starbucks coffee in Palo Alto. Well,
Pink Floyd says, you know, remember.
Daisy Chains are pretty.
But Pink Floyd's like, remembering games and Daisy Chains and loves. And we're like, oh, that sounds like a cool band name. You know, and then we got more sophisticated and we learned about the Beatles.
Yeah.
And the Beatles talk about Daisy Chain. And, you know, so it worked out.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a good band. It was a good time. And
do you guys play some parties?
Definitely.
I'm sure.
Definitely.
Oh, man. When are we going to play some old recordings? Do you have any old recordings of that knocking about?
A Daisy Chain?
Yeah.
I'll play it on the next show. I'll play it on the next show.
Let's play a little. I bet all the listeners, gotta
next show,
be curious.
Next show, we will play some Daisy Chain.
Sweet. Chime in, guys. Back me up. I want to know what Daisy Chain was like.
I always forget.
I want to hire them for my next party.
I always forget. I have this backlog of all this stuff I've been doing my whole life, and I just never play it because
I got something I could play for my old band.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
Okay, you bring one of your songs. I'll bring one of mine.
Oh, crap. I only have it on tape, though.
Bring it over. Do you have a Walkman?
It might have to be a couple shows out, but I can get it.
Do you have a Walkman?
No. No. Who has a real Walkman?
I don't know, but we got to get that shit on digital so you can save it.
Okay. Well, let me play it for you first to see if it really makes sense. But
you're backing out. Maybe you don't have to play Daisy Chain. Oh, man.
I'll tell you the title of the song, and then we'll see if it's a little bit too risque for the show.
It's going on forever. Yeah. Where are we?
I like those guys from City of Angels, Los Angeles.
We're almost at the hour mark here. We better cut bait here and play the last track.
Okay. We're going to say au revoir.
We're going to bid adieu.
Adieu.
The last track here is from Neve. I met this guy on Kingsland Road.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah.
He was, it's like, it was totally random. I was like out there hanging out in some pub and happened to mention MySpace. This guy is like kind of, you know, funky. And he was like, hey, I've got a band, you know, I don't know. So I gave him my card and he emailed me. And
you guys been giving each other MySpace love ever since.
Well, yeah, it's pretty cool. So here we go. Thanks, Neve, for the track. You guys have been great. Gotta say, this is like one of the best crowds we've ever had.
Oh, man. The living room is just vibrating right now.
So thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening and for keeping up with us. Help us to find more people.
Word.
We want to
send in your picks.
Yeah. And help us to find more listeners too. Like tell your friends and participate on the site. 'Cause the more comments we get, the better it does in the Google searches. All right. Bye.
Adios.